Fresh News Smart Talk all day. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
The aftermath of every social revolution brings about change. Cultural norms and landmarks shift as our minds and hearts expand beyond the familiar. To everything, there is a season and a time to every purpose in the land of the living. This is our time to renew, revive, and restore the hope lost to the busyness of life. This is our time to dig again and rebuild from the storms of our past on a solid footing that holds. Welcome to The Foundation.
The Foundation.
The Foundation of Hearts Grants is brought to you by Alive, Burger King, Commonwealth Bank, Grand Bahama News, Kelly's Home Center, Prince Masters, Bronze Electric Motors, and Wendy's.
The Foundation.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. 96.9 FM radio, Howard Grant in your company. The Foundation. It is a beautiful Wednesday afternoon. I hope you guys know there's been a lot of conversation around your water coolers, around your office desks, around your department. People who don't talk politics, never get involved. They want to say something today. I told you all I had a dream. I had a dream and I saw the pearls fall from Kamala's neck. My God, I know it was over. It's too much. Y'all doing too much. Basic science could have said to me, I don't think it's going to go the way that people assume it is. But we're going to talk about it today, guys. It's a beautiful day. Grateful to be in your company. Got to be able to shout out my good, decent people over at AFS Insurance Agents and Brokers. They get everything laid out for you. If you're in the market looking for insurance, you want to kind of get some things taken care of in that kind of a space, you got to go and check them out. 3411AFS, 3411AFS. They do in-house financing. They can take good, decent care of you if you're in that kind of a space. I said to you, it's the beginning of the month. So if you're looking for insurance for your vehicles, you want something affordable, something accessible, something that's personal in terms of them being able to kind of craft that call, you send your text, send all the information over, so forth and so on, and be prepared, you got to give them a call. 3411AFS, 3411AFS. They're located number 407 Blue Hill Road South, okay? Got to shout them out now. I got to shout out Guardian, man. You know, we're celebrating our 180th anniversary. And all week, starting on Monday, we had some great things going on. And it's going to last through the entire month. We're going to be in the newspaper, so make sure you pick up the Guardian newspaper. A blast for the past, highlighting pages from the oldest to the most respected newspaper on record over the past 18 decades. Wonderful snapshots of the Bahamas transitioning from abolition of slavery to a period of internal self-governance and independence and into the 21st century. Surprising keepsakes for history buffs or anyone who just loves the Bahamas. Guys, make sure you pick up your Guardian newspaper. We're celebrating 180 years. 180 years. My God, you ain't got nothing in your house that old, right? You don't know. Listen to me. Everything is a fresh thing, but we've been here and we've been committed to this kind of a service relentlessly for the past 18 decades. So participate in what we're doing, and you could be able to pick up your Guardian newspaper, just $1. You can be able to pick it up at your nearest and most convenient place that Guardians are sold. So make sure you do that. Pick up the Guardian. You can look at it this morning. You can be able to see that more shanty homes are demolished. 113 billion buildings taken down, 113 buildings taken down. Harris voters motivated by democracy, Trump supporters by inflation and immigration. Government reports rise in deficit for August, and more information in here, man struck and killed during an altercation. This is what the police say. Guys, I mean, wow, this is crazy, eh? Lil Rowan could get time. My God, there's a lot of things. Got to be decent out here in this country now at these particular times. We get a heightened perspective, sort of a heightened environment for a lot of things to happen. But we're going to talk about it today, guys. I want you to join me in conversation. 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259, anywhere for the family of islands, 242-300-5720. Hit me up, 422-4719. 9-6. I slept with the TV on last night listening to these things. Every time I doze off, come back up, Trump got more. Doze off, come back up, Kamala got some. Doze off, come back up, Trump got more. Must see 2 o'clock, my wife wake up, cut off the TV. She say, Trump is the president, eh? I say, okay, baby. All right. I knew this. We ain't gonna fight. We can talk about it. 323-6232. 325-4316, 325-4259, anywhere for the family of violence, 242-300-5720. Hit me up, 422-4796. In the studio with me is none other than Garth Roseboro. My brother is here in commemoration of the conversations that we're having for the entire week as it relates to being, you know, I got to have my guy with me. So I'm grateful that he's here. I'm grateful that he's chopping these things out. He got his red on for the Republicans today. And I suppose that he's celebrating the victory of Donald Trump. Say good afternoon to the people out there.
Man, it's a great afternoon. I feel normal. I got the news early this morning. I think the first person to call me was our dear friend Leonard Sands. Mm-hmm. And he was like, well, Garth, it is what it is. And I had no ill feeling about the results. I had my show on Sunday. And I told people that, you know, this is what is to be expected. Now, I had two guests who told me that they were Harris supporters. And they believe it was not going to be a wide margin. But they said it would be a wide margin. As a matter of fact, they said they think it would be more of a, what they call it, a landslide.
The last thing I said yesterday.
Yeah.
Is that 162 million people, mm-hmm. maybe more since the last census, are Caucasian Americans.
Mm-hmm.
I said that to you yesterday. When MAGA came out, right, Make America Great Again, that MAGA concept, if you ask black and brown people, well, what is he talking about? For black and browns and all those persons of different ethnicities, there has been tribulation. Mm-hmm. And coming to America,
mm-hmm.
Whether you're Chinese, mm-hmm. Oriental, whether you're Japanese, and you know the issues with Pearl Harbor,
mm-hmm.
whether you're Cuban and the Bay of Pigs,
mm-hmm.
wherever you come from and your ethnicity, as you go deep down into it, if you have a lineage, an understanding, and an affiliation with the United States of America,
mm-hmm.
and you ask about making America great again, you try to figure out when this great period was.
Mm.
So you ain't talking to me.
And you're quite correct. You're talking about ethnicity, and I understand exactly what you're saying, because it's been very rough on us as a people in America. What I do know, how
you can tell me about Salem.
I hope our friend calls us today, because he owes me the Vitamalt, the cocoa bread, and 2 chicken
patty
patties. Thank you very much. Who I believed was going to win, because today I'm eating lunch on one of you people who don't feel I'm a prophet.
This see,
I'm a prophet.
This ain't Ferguson, hey. Ooh.
Boss, you can see, bring my things. I ain't asking no question. Be a man of your word.
Because then we got to go back to see Allen say, nothing he predict has come true.
Okay, then, so bring my things.
My God.
I know I eating lunch today. But the truth be told is this. What Trump did is Trump showed you he doesn't have to do anything magnificent, Howard Grant. He just has to be Trump to win. Now, I'll tell you who the true winner is today. And I'm going to let you open your show, throw out your numbers, call your friends. But I'm going to tell you who the true winner is today. And believe it or not, it's not Harris, it's not Trump. There's another winner in this circle.
Is that the pause for dramatic effect?
Of course.
Okay, so go ahead. I'm not going to fight you.
You're listening?
Go, I'm right here.
For me, the winner is Biden. He was the president. You asked him to step aside. He didn't lose. She lost. He was willing to step down. Had he remained, was there a possibility?
No.
You don't think so?
Of course not.
Why not?
It would have been a stiffer race. I don't think America... For what they espoused.
He's not black. He's not female.
For what America has espoused. You realize that this election had nothing to do with real issues? I mean, I'm saying, what I mean by that is that socioeconomic issues. It had nothing to do with financial issues. What did it have to do?
Tell me what it had to do with.
It had to do, the majority of this conversation was about Planned Parenthood. The majority of this conversation was about my choice, my body, my choice. The majority of this conversation had to do with being able to identify sexual orientation and where that fits. This had nothing to do with finances.
You know something?
This was a sliver of a conversation as it relates to immigration and real matters. This had nothing. This was a judgment, a referendum on morality in America. That's what this was. A referendum on morality. And those persons who decided to move with Donald Trump has not listened to him in full. Because the same dude, as she pronounced that and went from space to space and indicated that we'll do these things and amplify that and had the support thereof, Donald Trump very quickly and flippantly indicated that, yeah, you know, I love the gays and all the gays are my friend and you know, okay. I love the LGBT. That's how he says it.
So you just neutralize the conversation by saying that, okay, there's no change in the conversation. So if it's not the issues, then what was the reason we had a victory for the Republicans? You then bend the court.
The Republicans the people already have feel placed they should themselves. Go to jail. I said to you, this was about liberty and tradition. This was an election, if you look at it.
What is a tradition?
From a panoramic standpoint, the tradition is making America great again. That's what the concept is. Being able to go back to the days where we understood your place.
Why do you sound so smart when you talk about this?
This is just what it is. This is what it is.
You know, y'all keep giving people all this credit. People ain't that smart.
It ain't about people. Who repeat what they've heard. It's about people who've designed this. They've designed this. This is by design.
Okay.
This is by design. You have to remember
something.
I can
buy the design part.
This is by design. If I tell you...
But the intelligence factor, I don't see that.
This is marketing. The marketing is, what are some of the hot button issues over the past...
What are the hot button issues? Tell me the hot button issues.
The hot button issues is identifying over the past decade a space to be able to provide LGBTQ. When Kamala came in, you heard when she is as vice president going to Africa, going to all these particular places, there was always a pronouncement that she has an agenda. That's what they say about Kamala.
I've lived in America for
this
a number
is what
of years.
They say about Kamala.
Rather Democratic or Republican, I didn't feel a difference. All I felt every day, let me tell you what you feel like when you live in America. I don't know how long you've ever spent in America. Let me tell you what life is in America. Life in America is you find a first job to survive. No one else is going to help you. Life in America is you better find a second job to try to get a little something to make yourself feel a little bit happier, because the first job is killing you. And many people in New York City, in Florida and other places, actually work three jobs. When I went to New York City, I was riding with a friend of mine, Trevor Stewart. He's a pastor. And we pulled up to a red light in Long Island. And the Joker falls asleep at the wheel, at the light. And I looked at him like, Trevor, are you there? And he did not answer. 5 minutes later, he wakes up and then he takes off again. I say, dude, what happened? You have to do it in New York, man. You better catch a sleep when you're at the light. So I went to a Bahamian's friend's house in New Jersey. This joker's sitting in the middle of the room in a chair. Last name is rhyming. I'm not going to tell you his first name. He might be listening. And had on this big black blinders over his eyes, sitting in the middle of the floor sipping tea. So I say, dude, what you doing? He said, Jesus, I'm trying to calm down to try to get a little quick shut-eye because I got to go back to work again. These people do not have a life, whether it's Republican or Democrat. What they have is a conversation about a black woman and a white man. And the majority of women in the world will not support woman leadership, number one. And most people are not going to support in America black leadership, especially from a woman. So I've already in my mind, I don't have to overthink this,
I think
gave an advantage to Trump. Even though you say he's criminal, even though you said he's rude, even though you said he's an idiot, even though you call him an orangutan, I gave him the advantage. And that's why today I'm drinking a cold Vitamalt and two chicken patties and a cocoa bread. It ain't that deep, my brother.
Now let me say this to you. We have a tendency to be able to differentiate what we believe is leadership.
Okay, I like that conversation.
Let's talk about
that's a
this.
Great conversation.
So you identify this, and you say the majority of women in the world would not identify woman leadership.
No, they don't like it.
Leadership has no ethnicity.
I agree.
Leadership knows no gender.
But you're talking to intelligent people.
Well,
I keep saying to you, keep telling me the majority of people are intelligent, and I'm telling you they're not.
No, no, no. Now listen to me. Understand what I'm saying to you. When you indicated that women ain't gonna vote for women leadership, that's what you say. Women ain't gonna vote for women leadership.
I'm listening.
Leadership knows no gender or ethnicity.
It's not supposed to.
It doesn't.
So, okay, does management have a gender?
Mia Motley could tell you that.
Does management have... She's more man than plenty of you.
Okay, now, hold on now. Hold on.
So you talk this thing right. This woman got more cojones than most men I know.
Hold on. Margaret Thatcher, in her particular capacity...
You want me to be rude?
No. I'm trying to explain...
You ever look at Margaret Thatcher?
You see, you trying to be able to get
you
to
ever
position.
Look at Margaret Thatcher?
You trying to put people
you
in the
You can
box.
Look at a woman and see she don't play.
Hold on.
That's man antics.
Okay, hold on.
You go in the room full of fellas, some of their leg. You know how they cross the leg? One fella crosses the leg when he take the leg and put it across his knee. And you know how you sit like that? Then the other fella, he's squinching up his things. And come on, man. You know this thing.
I am saying
don't be trying to play with me today.
That leadership knows no gender. When people identify you for your qualities as a leader, you can transcend to a position of authority very quickly.
Okay.
That's where you get support.
Okay, guess what?
Nobody cares if you're a man or a woman.
A female.
If you could lead.
A female who is delicate, beautiful, attractive in the Bahamas is Lady Pinling. That's leadership. Hold on. When you look at Mother Pratt, you see elegance. That's female leadership. I give it to you. But I'm saying to you, not every female is going to possess it. Now, Kamala, she looks like a leader. I'm not going to say she's not a leader. I'm just simply saying to you, when you put her side by side with Donald Trump, she is not enough to overcome a Donald Trump. Because Donald Trump is simply rude. He's a rude boy. And people love rude boys.
I told you before, Kamala only had three qualities that placed her in the position of becoming the Pinocchio of this particular generation.
Pinocchio? Why Pinocchio with the long nose?
No, let's not say Pinocchio.
Thank you very much.
Let's say she's become a puppet then. Let's call it a puppet.
Okay, let's call it the frog.
She had
Miss
those particular three qualities, that she was teachable, that she was trainable, and she was coachable. That's it.
That's all.
That she has, but she didn't have the natural inclination and qualities of a leader. When I sit with you, she doesn't have that.
Okay.
And people who don't know how to articulate it still have the internal understanding. Just like it don't just happen in the country, in this country.
I agree with you, you know.
It happens all over the world.
I'm agreeing with you.
People may not be able to articulate it, but when they identify you and they talk to you, they say things like, my spirit just don't take to you. Because something doesn't connect. I cannot feel that you have what it takes to take me where I need to go. Yes. You ain't got it.
Yes, because leadership possesses a particular focus.
The Americans that voted for Trump.
Yes.
Voted for Trump on two bases. No matter his arrogance, no matter his flippant nature, no matter his absurd approach to politics, no matter the fact that he continues to be able to separate himself, no matter the fact that he's identified as an elitist, they identify a few things. That he's a white man.
Okay, which is powerful. If you understand America ethnicity,
very
powerful.
But not just ethnicity, you have to get deeper in the history of America.
Mm-hmm.
You have to understand the centuries of separation that existed and segregation that built in even to their law in America.
This is what they told me in university. They told me that first is the white man. In university, they told me this. First is the white man. Then comes the black woman. Then comes the white woman. And then comes the black male. They told me that is the order of black and white relations in America. I learned that in my master's degree for human resources. That when you are hiring somebody, you're actually looking for a candidate. You check the statistics. White man comes in. White woman comes in. Black man comes in. Black woman comes in. Who has a natural preference? The white man.
Instantaneous.
The second, the black woman.
But that's not based on qualifications.
No, that has nothing to do with qualifications.
No qualifications.
This has to do with just the appearance.
That's it.
And your skin color.
That's it.
It's a conversation of how much melanin and then what type of equipment you got downstairs.
Trump is not articulate. I could the most articulate, insightful president that I could be able to for my generation, for me, for Howard Grant, is Bill Clinton. For me. This is only
you like his charisma?
not just his charisma. He's a smart man.
You like the Monica Lewinsky thing?
He's
a,
no.
You ain't like that?
He is a smart man.
I'm just trying to check you out.
No. He's a smart man. He's articulate. He's insightful, and he's quick on his feet. He's witty and he's capable.
I like Bill Clinton.
Bill Clinton is sharp.
I love him.
But Bill Clinton cannot hold a stick in America to 44.
Well, Hillary cannot hold a stick
to 44.
His wife is sharper.
And Hillary is smarter than he is.
Yes, she is. She's a rotten. You're quite correct. I'm not going to fight you on this.
However, I'm saying who sat in the position of president?
The man.
The man that sat in the position of president.
That's what I'm trying to tell you.
I don't know, in my mind, if George W., they call him W.,
mm-hmm.
I don't know if W. ever read a whole book. His articulation, the way that he speaks, the way that he chops up these things, the way that he quickly tried to be able to bring something to you what he just got yesterday. He forgot when he stood up on the thing in 9/11. He say, you know, there's a saying where I come from. Fool me once, you forget that. He just didn't know. He doesn't have that. However, he was a strong president.
Okay, guess what?
He was a strong president.
I was on your show. I got goosebumps saying this to you. I was on this very same show, on this very same microphone here at Guardian Radio 96.9 in the Bahamas, right? And I said to you a profound statement that everyone didn't understand was, they're eating the dogs, they're eating the cats, they're eating the pets of the people. Sound comical to everybody. And they say, oh, what the hell is he talking about? This man is crazy. I said, when Donald Trump said that he's telling you, I don't have to talk sense to you to vote for me. I don't. I can say whatever I want to say.
The world has been dumbed down.
And I'm still at the advantage. Now, out of all of the speeches in America, which one made the song? That very same one. They're eating the dogs. They're eating the cats. People want to be entertained. Donald Trump is entertaining. He is able to captivate his audience and say, listen, look at me. What you say about me, look at me.
Well, guys, I want you guys to join us in conversation. Let me take this first commercial break. And when we get back, we can chop these things down and continue to be able to talk about what this could mean for the Bahamas as we continue to go forward.
Because I want to know what it means for Ali McIntosh. We'll be after the break.
What the hell are you talking about, sir?
Well, that's a female leader. That's a servant leader. Sir, isn't it? Is it not?
You are wilding out. Quick break, guys. Going to be right back after this. The foundation.
The foundation. Tired of banks forcing you to use technology to bank the way they want you to? Your convenience is important. So no matter what your banking needs, Commonwealth banks are always available in branch for that personal one-on-one service. But when you choose technology, our online and mobile banking app offers you state-of-the-art functionality. The choice is yours. Commonwealth Bank. Bank the way you want.
This holiday season, stay connected to the ones you love with Alive. Switch today and get 5 gigabytes of data free with your first 30-day plan. Whether you're sharing holiday moments or enjoying junk in the One Bay, Alive keeps you connected all season long. Visit BeAlive.com to make the switch today. It's good to be alive.
The Grand Bahama News is available every Tuesday in the Nassau Guardian. You can buy your local paper at Freeport convenience stores, Western Bakery, DeGregory's Fine Foods, and Bellevue Gifts. Now is the time to reach your Grand Bahama market with affordable packages, including print and digital. Call GB News sales representative Kavondre at 822-6717 or message him on WhatsApp for ad rates. Classified ads are now available every Tuesday as well. Keep up with everything Grand Bahamian every Tuesday in the Nassau Guardian.
The foundation. And we are back, ladies and gentlemen, 96.9 FM radio, Howard Grant and your company, The Foundation, 323-6232-325-4316. 325-4259, anywhere from the family of islands, 242-300-5720. Hit me up on the text line, 422-4796. I see some texts coming here. Mother Pratt has a heart, Howard. She is no Mia Motley leader. There's a text that's coming through, right? Mm-hmm. He says, 100% agree with Garth. Had Biden remain, the Dems would be in. This is what they say. The Democrats would be
in. I just said
in.
It's possible.
Right? Despite his mess on the debate issues, black female is no-go for 75% of the racist Americans. Okay. I don't know whether or not I want to call
the
them
racist. They did underscore racist.
Yeah, but I don't know if I could call them racist.
What'd you call them?
These are people who are traditionalists. See, y'all really don't put this in proper context. You just believe, based upon our education, our exposure, and the way that we move, that these people are racist based upon the way the world is moving. But you don't visit their homes. You don't visit their, whether they have a little ranch something set up, whether they, when you visit their homes, there are 5, 6, 7 generations of people on the wall. Generations of people on the wall that they can identify as my great-great-great-grandfather, my great-great-great-grandmother. This is what he or she have done. This is what they've left for us, so forth and so on. There is legacy in this tradition. Mm. There is relationship there. There is an elk, a commitment to this idea. These are people who still got Confederate flags in their place. Not because they're racist, because their father contributed to this. Their great-great-great-great-great-grandfather contributed to this. Some of these people may have been associated with the KKK. Some of these people may have been associated with some level of lynching, depending on the part of America that they're from. Mm-hmm. Some of these people may have been a part of the abolition of ensuring that black people were liberated the way that they're supposed to, but they still come from a lineage. Mm-hmm. We, the ones whose history was stolen from us, we don't have none. You go in our house, you see Jay-Z in there. You go in our house, you may see Nat King Cole in there. You go in our house, you see the people who we idolize mm-hmm. and amplify based upon what was given to us and not necessarily knowing our history. So when you see Americans in this particular capacity, you can't just quickly call them racist, because that's what they tell you. I have black friends. I'm not racist. I have, that's the first thing they tell you. I have a black friend. They're not racist. I don't see them as racist. I see them as committed to a very clear understanding. It touched home with them. That's why the advocacy happened on January 2006.
So,
2020,
so, okay.
January 6, 2020.
So you want to dispute with the tax?
MAGA touch home with them. Make America great again. That didn't mean nothing to none of us. I don't even understand what that meant. To them, it touch home. They put on the moose hat. They storm the Capitol. They're ready to fight.
Okay.
For what? What? I don't know. We don't know. I don't know.
That's why I told you giving them too much in intelligence.
This ain't about intelligence.
What you mean?
This is about a nostalgic feeling. Trump taps into of yesteryear for these people. Kamala, don't do that. Kamala has rejected
the fact.
So when
you become nostalgic, when you become emotional, and you leave all your sense at home, you ain't stupid?
They didn't have no sense at home, sir. These are people who fight alligators, some of them from Crocodile Alley.
Well, you
got
to be smart to fight the crocodile, though.
You just got to be quick. You got to be smart. These are people who eat possum on the side of the road. Some of these people, not all of them, I'm just saying.
Yeah, but you always eat conch.
These are the people who have come from a space where they live in the woods. Many of these people.
That's something, eh? You always eat conch, crab, and crawfish, and all them slow. You got some slow people here, too, you know. Anyhow,
I'm simply saying to you. I'm simply saying to you, as I look at this, Kamala has shifted her position. She, you see why W beat Kerry? No matter how articulate Kerry was. No matter,
what. Anybody want to articulate a person? That's what I'm trying
to show
tell you.
This now.
But I was telling you the same thing. I agree with you.
I'm trying to show you this.
I agree with you.
Huh? Kerry keeps shifting his position. And what W say? My God, he's just a flip-flopper. My God, he doesn't know what side of the fence he wants to be
good.
On. He's
that
a flip-flopper.
Good. That sounds good.
For the entire rest of the campaign, we call him a flip-flopper.
That's okay.
If we see him right now, hey, Mr. Kerry, how you doing? We you only know him as a flip-flopper. Okay. He was branded that day.
Okay.
He was branded.
Okay.
This campaigning, just like here, ain't about no issues. It's about marketing.
Yes, and presentation. And I said to you.
And Trump is a showman.
He's a great
he
image.
He knows how to do this.
He's a great image. I woke up this morning, looked in my phone on one of the social media platforms, and they have a picture with him with the American flag in the background, And that little smirk on his face, and I'm like, look at Trump. This is typical Trump.
There's a picture going around right now with Trump in the garbage truck. Say he's taking out the trash. You want to see with Trump 2024?
I know one thing, he can throw out some trash.
Trump, listen to me.
You know that.
Listen to me. But Trump is going to forge. Trump have significant relationships with Russia, right?
Mm-hmm.
Russia trying to be able to get away from NATO. Okay, they want to disintegrate this sort of an idea and be able to bring Ukraine back into Mother Russia. This is what's happening.
You saw
Trump's relationship is going to ensure that he could facilitate these things. People don't understand what this implication is. While you're out here screaming for gay rights, there are world issues that are happening around the world that Trump is going to align himself with. Trump is going to align himself with what's happening in Korea.
Well, your show today giving me goosebumps, you know, because you reminded me when you talk about Russia and so forth. I don't know if you recall that video where the Bohemian woman met Trump down in the lobby. You saw that?
Mm-mm.
And he was coming down the staircase, and she said,
I love the Bahamas.
She said, yeah, Mr. President, it's my president.
And then he gave her a couple of dollars.
And gave her a couple of dollars. So you know. That's my president.
She couldn't leave that.
Man, that better than the pizza.
She wasn't going to leave the little
girl. Better than the show with some money in it.
Possible thing to me.
You think you spend that money already?
And you know what's crazy about that?
Uh-huh.
We've watched Trump meet so many people around the world. I never see him go in his pocket.
No.
I tried to show you something.
Yeah.
He understands the Bahamas, people.
Your man, you need a couple of dollars.
Put a little lunch money in your pocket. You know that. So if he knows that, the last time he was in, he had sent Donald Glassman to be the ambassador. Remember, for a very long time, we had a chargé d'affaires.
We did.
Right? Mm-hmm. And he had sent Donald Glassman to be the ambassador. Donald Glassman was going off to the courses. He had everything. Mm-hmm. Donald Glassman, I interviewed him right here on this radio station.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And he was preparing to become the ambassador. He had already ascended to these particular things. Trump lost.
Mm-hmm.
And so everything was put on pause. I go on to make a call.
And they'll respond positively.
Of course.
They're good people.
Of course.
They're good people.
Let me take a telephone
call. At least they respond when your MP don't respond. They ain't gonna come take your poll, but they would come.
Let me take a telephone call. Caller, go ahead.
Yeah, good afternoon, Howard and God. How y'all doing?
All is well, my brother. What's happening?
I'm fine. Good afternoon, God. How you doing?
I'm doing good, my brother.
Good. And good afternoon to the nation. I want to disagree with the sentiments that are being expressed as it relates to Trump. I'm by yourself, Howard. I disagree with 99% of what you espouse as it relates to Trump and why you feel he was successful. As a matter of fact, if you really listen to Trump on the campaign trail, on the sprint of the campaign trail that took place, he is an entertainer, no question about it.
That is correct.
He is someone who knows media, no question about it. He's been in it all his life, producing some of the most successful shows. He also knows how to punch and punch right and still make you laugh at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
That is what Trump did, in my view. Trump demonstrated...
I said that he's a showman.
Pardon me?
I said that he's a showman. He's how to
absolutely.
Be able to, he's
absolutely.
A showman.
Oh, yeah.
That's the 1% that I agree with you on. Trump, in my view, from what I observed, on the campaign trail in America, he was able to speak straight, like the people of America are used to. He didn't fall back from that. The only thing he did was he censored his complete right speech, and he came a little back to the center, which the people appreciated. Once Trump did that, he spoke direct, frank, and he was able to gain the trust of the people by speaking in that manner. He was honest with the people. He spoke the language of the people. The American citizens gave the Biden administration an opportunity to prove to them that what he said he would do on the campaign trail for them, he would do. Can you all hear me clearly?
Yes, I'm done. Go ahead.
And they were not able to successfully get it done for the blue collar workers. For the working class families, they were not able to get the policies complete that class of American, which for the greater degree encompasses the black Americans or the Negro Americans, however they call it in America. which encompasses the Latino community in America, which encompasses the Asian community, et cetera, in America. He was able to speak to them and demonstrate to them that they know he knows how to create wealth. They know he knows how to create benefit for the top 1%ers and top 3%ers in America. They trusted that he could do the same thing to benefit them. On top of that, he was able to demonstrate to them that he's going to be tough on immigration and address crime. Those are the things that mattered most to the voting public in America. We already know that Trump has the support of the 1%ers in America, hands down. Trump was able to gain more traction in areas similar to what, let's localize it, similar to what former Prime Minister Menace was able to do on the campaign trail. He almost mimicked Trump's style when he was running for Prime Minister of our country back in 2017.
Yeah, like almost every one of his steps were something that we've already seen.
Pardon me?
I said every one of his steps was something that we saw Trump do.
Mm. And so I'm saying that now to bring it to this point. Can you all hear me clearly? And I'll end right here.
Go ahead.
As it relates to our local politics, this is a lesson for Prime Minister Davis, Deputy Prime Minister Chester Cooper, the cabinet, and the government of the PLP. When you think in your head, based on your common sense approach and analysis, based on your intellectual approach and analysis and thinking that something is impossible, God pulls out the impossible. God pulls out the impossible. When you think that you can look people in the eye, make promises, and not deliver on them, people turn on you. When you don't deliver on the things that you promise, people turn on you in such numbers that it will blow your mind. This man has gotten the president of the United States, Donald Trump, has gotten a popular and the college vote at astounding numbers. Astounding. It's a lesson, and I hope that the PLP government has learned it. Thank you for the opportunity. God bless.
Thank you so much, man. So, quick break. Going to be right back after this.
The foundation.
For fast, reliable, and impactful printing services, look no further. Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life. We stand by our quality products that is second to none. Our affordable pricing and friendly, efficient staff makes Printmasters the ultimate choice for all your printing needs. We can deliver any type of printing services, from banners to booklets to business cards. You name it, we can print it.
Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life.
Located in the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
Everything is bigger and better at Burger King Nassau. When you have a big appetite, BK has a royal deal for you. Get a flame grilled double Big King Jr. or an original chicken sandwich, plus 4 chicken nuggets, small fries, a drink, and a fresh baked cookie for only $9.95. And royal deal was built for a big appetite. And at $9.95, including VAT, it's a steal of a deal. Go big and enjoy the BK flavors you love with the $9.95 Royal Deal at Burger King Nassau.
The foundation.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen, 96.9 FM radio. Howard Grant and your company. We're just talking about what's happening from, a global perspective, international perspective, and really looking at the election in the United States of America today. Sitting here with my good friend, Garth Roseboro. Just had a call from Anton. Anton said he agreed with 1% of what I said as it relates to the fact that Trump is a showman, right? And then the other 99% he disagreed with, right? He didn't really being able to give me no disagreement. I'm not going to fight him. But the truth is that I think all of us could disagree however much we want. I think what came out in the media, what bled through throughout the states, what bled throughout social media, what bled from a traditional standpoint, what bled in these particular spaces, what amplified and came to the forefront, the language that they use, what was seared into the brain of those particular persons were issues of morality. Mm-hmm. They were not issues of economic empowerment. They were not issues that had to do with immigration, so forth and so on. We could remember persons being able to touch on those particular things, but what bled and drove home, what made the Bible Belt people come out, mm-hmm. this issue that stood up on, that pastors spoke about every Sunday, that they went back and forward with pundits and so forth and so on, with issues of morality. That's, for me, the base of this entire election. And Trump stood in the capacity of a traditionalist and indicating that he believes in pro-life. He believes in pro-life. But if it's your choice, he's going to be able to assure that he affords you an opportunity to make your choice. But he believes in pro-life. You understand? Mm. They have denigrated in the last stretch the VP-elect. Said some things that, we're going to take the trash out, almost making implications that this woman of an ethnic background, right? This ethnic woman is trash. Now, you could interpret it like that. That's not what he said. No. But he said, we're taking the trash out. You know what I'm saying? So when you start to say these particular things, at one point, you would have amplified this and say, oh my God, I can't believe he said that. People have come to accept that this is what's going to come with the Trump campaign. It ain't make no sense even talking about this because they can do it again. Mm-hmm. Don't make no sense talking about this. If you oppose Trump, it don't make no sense you arguing about these particular things. They're going to do it again. You have to make a decision to either move away and sit in a neutral space or support Kamala.
Well, Trump now has a 4-year time period to fix Trump. You see,
you got to get him in officially the first.
Though. Yeah, but...
You got to get the...
Come on now, Howard.
I got to be honest with you.
What do you mean, be honest with what? They're going to leave this man alone. You think
they can leave him alone?
Yeah, they got to.
Well, praise God. If that's what you believe.
They have to.
You think so?
If Trump finds out you don't want to leave him alone, tell me what's going to happen to you. And you don't want to play with Trump. It ain't that easy. But I'm saying he has to fix himself because the last time he was the president, he was facing criminal charges afterwards. This time, when he completes his term...
They do everything they could do to try to pull Trump down.
Yeah, but if he completes his term this time, then you don't need a second court season for Donald Trump after this. I mean, come on. After this, I'm sure they're going to try to cast him in jail. But I'm looking at America right now, and I think America's back to normal. We had an opportunity to hear from Mr. Kelly that flew out just to vote for Trump. He's ecstatic. And he says right now in America, everything has gone back to normal. People have gone back to work. People have gone back to the hustle and the grind. And America continues as usual. This is what I said before, Howard Grant. For people like ourselves, you got to go to work the first shift. You got to find a second job. You didn't watch that video with the African fellow who got fired from Amazon when they said he was driving on the sidewalk? Someone took a video of this man driving on the sidewalk and say he was driving 35 miles per hour on the sidewalk. And so they reported him and they said, okay, we're going to take the job away from you. So he said, you think it's the only job I got? I got a second job. I don't want to work for you. I want to work for UPS. He said, take your job, keep your job. So I got 4 children. Say, 3 is mine and 1 belongs to my wife. But the one that belongs to my wife is eat more than the 3 children I got. This is America. This is it.
You can make it happen in America.
Who?
I'm saying people can make immigrants.
How many?
Non-Americans.
Give me a percentage.
You got to fight.
Give me a percentage.
Of how many persons are surviving? What you mean?
That can leave a country like ours and go to America and literally become wealthy or survive.
I don't know many persons who could really be able to... Okay, so survival is one thing, but thriving is a whole different thing.
Okay.
You have to have skill to thrive in America.
Sidney Poitier made it. Calvin Lockhart
made
it.
That's the development of skill in relationship.
Yeah, some basketball players made it.
That's the development of skill in relationship.
Yeah, so you can go and make it, but the average person...
But you have to have skill in a relationship. That's the same thing I talked to you about yesterday. You have to have a community. You have to be invited. Nigerians go to America, they walk into a community. When Chinese go to America, they walk into a community. When Jamaicans go to Queens in New York, they walk into a community. When Dominicans go to America, they walk into a community.
Why did
Cubans go to Miami, they walk into a
community. So why did the Latinos vote for Trump then, if Trump is threatening to send them back home?
Latinos historically have always supported the Republican Party.
But he said he's going to send them home. He wants to get rid of them. He can send them home first. So why did they turn around and support him in Pennsylvania?
In Pennsylvania?
Yeah. He got a good support out of Pennsylvania for Latinos.
Yeah, but these people are Catholic.
Catholica.
Their Catholic religion tethers them to a particular concept and idea of being able to ensure that we are pro-life. I tell you, this is a morality. This has been morality. That they voted on morality. When you see the Bible, listen, when they went to church on Sunday, their pastor was telling them, you can vote for a woman who won't draw that. This is, you could go all over your social media. All over your social media. You see these pastors we never see before telling you to vote for Trump. All over.
Mm-hmm.
And when somebody come out and say, vote for Kamala, the five people who in the black community or the five people from the ethnic background who supports Kamala coming out and being able to say, vote for, work on them people. God has not sent you.
But you see,
you're not a prophet.
You should see my friend.
This is the foolishness that you did with.
My friend, this is another friend, Ramming. He over there in South Carolina. So he went to the polls in his red shirt. So he had Donald Trump on his shirt. But they told me he got to take it off, so he had it on a red T-shirt. He said, Trump all the way.
Quick break, guys. 1 o'clock, we're going to get back, dive into the conversations.
Foundation.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
This November, the Nassau Guardian is celebrating 180 years. And we want to thank you, our loyal readers, for helping to make this one of the oldest newspapers in the region. We want you to be a part of our Vision Challenge giveaway promotion beginning October 28th through November 22nd. All you need to do is find the hidden Nassau Guardian 180 years logo printed every day in the Nassau Guardian newspaper, and you could win prize money. Just purchase your daily beginning Monday, October 28th. Find the 180th Nassau Guardian logo, cut out the page, mark the spot, write your name and phone number on that clipping, drop off your entries at our offices on Carter Street in Oaksfield, and every Friday, November 1st, November 8th, November 15th, and November 22nd, one drawing will take place. It's that simple.
Foundation. The foundation. The foundation.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen, 96.9 FM radio, Howard Grant and your company, The Foundation, live and in full effect. Here being able to talk the way that we are, just talking about what's happening in America, trying to be able to draw a contrast of what that means here locally, trying to be able to identify those things. Somebody gave me a text just now. Let me see if I can find that text and read that for you, which I thought was crazy. I feel like they surmised it and put it in this entire thing, right? So it says... One, he says that Trump said that he will deport the undocumented. Do we feel indifferent about that? Do we feel indifferent about the fact that you should stay up? Locally, we want to do the exact same thing. I think the world is trying to be able to ensure that they clean up their borders. Now, I know that there are some things that are happening, whether that's in Cuba, whether that's in Venezuela, whether that's in Haiti, wherever it's happening throughout the region. And we know that we have to be based upon our affiliation, more specifically with the UN, and being able to ensure that we are our brother's keeper in a sense. Yeah, we can be able to be cordial, but everybody want their space for their people.
It used to be that way.
It should still be that way.
No, it's a more global society now. It's more global. If we're going to move towards the one world order and such conversations... it's a global conversation. I don't think immigration is something that is... I don't think it's easy anymore. I see people are now meshing. Look at this this headline here in The Guardian, right? More shanty homes demolished. If you demolish the shanty towns, where do you think those people are now living?
They're going into the communities.
So they came out of a community, and they're now into our. You tell me what that means.
But that can't mean nothing, God.
You ain't sending nobody home. You ain't send a soul home.
You ain't capture nobody.
You ain't capture nobody. You ain't put them no plane. You put them back on no boat. You mash up the house. So now these people are where? That's what I'm asking you. They ain't down on Bernard Road by the hotel. Mm-hmm. They ain't there. You there. You can't find no place to live. Mm-hmm. Where are they?
Their house gone, but they still got work tomorrow morning.
And they're making money. And the rent for one bedroom is $900 starting. So tell me where they are.
Three families in there.
It don't matter. They got a place to live.
They can figure it out.
And they are amongst us. Mm-hmm. Ain't nobody sending them home. This is where the world is heading. So when Trump says he's sending these people home, how many people cross the border in El Paso, Texas a day? 60,000. A month coming into El Paso, Texas. Now, what you can do with all them people? A month.
And they're still coming.
And still coming. You can send them home too?
Oh, you can send them home.
And that's what I'm trying to tell you.
The people who bought, who garden the borders right there, they have heritage.
Yeah, man.
They from Mexico.
Gonzalez.
They have heritage.
Yes.
So I think people but, are, we just got to well, be honest and look at these
things. Prime Minister, you say, you use my people.
Okay, then.
So what you want him to tell? What you want Philip Ray Davis to tell him, you ain't my people?
Yeah, but at the
this
same time.
This is a new voters block right here.
At the same time, there needs to be a stern approach. I think politics has taken on this kind of position that they're more concerned about winning than fixing the issues that they walked into.
I love that. Why?
I don't know why.
What do you mean you don't know why? This is not the time of self-care, self-preservation, taking care of me and mine. There's no more you.
I don't understand this, you know, God.
You may not this, want to understand it.
No, but I say what I mean is that I just don't. Okay, how I always felt about work. It's work. Just get it done and then move on to another thing. That's how I feel about work.
This ain't the job at hand, sir.
No, understand what I'm saying to you. The job at hand
is what?
Is to safeguard the Bahamian people.
Well,
that's what the politics supposed to do.
To
that's
who?
What their obligation, responsibility,
to who?
Their commitment is.
To who?
What you mean?
To safeguard the Bahamas for who? You?
For the next generation.
No, for their next generation, not yours.
My God.
Why didn't they get paid all this money? Why didn't they get to travel all over the world? Why did their children in private schools and boarding schools? Where are your children? Public school. Who are they surrounded by? Go to this place called Anatole Rogers. You got to fight to get your children in those schools. Because somebody just came from here yesterday from over there. I ain't calling no nationality, and there are plenty of them over here. And when you go in the classroom, which you call a community, I love your conversation today. A community, you are now in the minority.
As a Bahamian?
Yes.
When you walk into the classroom in a public school in the Bahamas, as a Bahamian, you are in the minority because you stepped into a community. This is what you're saying.
That's what I'm telling you.
That is bananas what you're saying, sir.
But you just mash up. You know something? People,
that's see, crazy. I don't say that.
My language just now, I got goosebumps. I was about to say something, but it sounds too cruel. When you are trying to exterminate anything, is it not better to have everything concentrated so that when you spray, or let me use the bees, because you can't save all the bees. Bees are beautiful creatures. So let me put it in that language. When you have a beehive that's unreachable, but you have the fear that the owner of the home can die from a bee sting, which can happen. People are actually allergic to bee stings. As a beekeeper, I have to make a determination that I'm going to exterminate this hive. Now, is it easier for me to exterminate that hive at night when all the bees are home? Or do I try to kill the bees one-one and there's 90,000 bees in a full-blown hive? You just mash up the whole hive and no bees was home. No bees was home.
They was busy working.
Everybody else out. A few of them, they're watching, but where did they go after they finished watching the show? They still amongst us.
They were, they set up their place to live long time.
So they're in a new community.
Right now.
They're amongst you. And guess what?
Right now.
The average Bahamian cannot find an apartment building. You ain't got no job or could afford no $900 a month.
And ain't nobody taking you in their house.
So guess where you got to stay now? In your first community where you should have built in the first place. With Grammy. Grammy, Mommy, and your brothers and your sisters. And they 3 and 4 children in one house. The bathtub is now the new bedroom. You understand it? This is where we're heading in this country. So as we try to look at American politics and, oh, this is what they should do. Oh, this is what's going on. Oh, why Trump? Why Harris? Why are we living the way we're living here in the Bahamas? The cost of living is out of control. You look in Nigeria on page 810. These young children from age 14 to 17 were protesting that the cost of living was too high and the government tried to put them to death. But these children ain't scared to die. You cannot be afraid to die if you're suffering slowly. You can die anyhow. People, you got to stand up and fight for something.
People rather die a death of 1,000 cuts in our society.
In our society, yes.
Yeah.
And how would your brain, your way of thinking, if only the behemoth could stop saying, oh, Howard was CPLP. Oh, Howard was CFNM. Listen to the subject matter. If you could just, that we can do something, but it starts with an open, honest conversation. Stop branding people and let's work together and move forward. Can we not do that?
Wow. Let's take a quick telephone call. Caller on the line. Go ahead. Go ahead, caller.
Hello.
Hey.
Yes, can I hold?
No, you're on with us live. Go ahead, sir.
Oh, sorry, but that was quick.
Hey, what's up, Papa?
How you doing?
Everything good?
Hey, my brother.
Hey, you remember me telling you all the polls was wrong, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. They showed that last night. The same thing they do with Hillary, I say they lie.
Yeah, you did say that, though, Papa. You did say that. You was right on target. Right,
yeah,
nail on the head.
But what else I think going on? Some people say it over now. It's just time for Trump to do a lot of work for the American people. I have a strong feeling that they ain't gonna stop trying to assassinate him.
Okay.
But I'm trying not to let Howard begin to hint that.
He must keep up the protection and
I tell you, you got to make it to January.
All us around the world must continue to pray for him. And I don't know if it's the CIA or whosoever in charge of him. I think they need to make sure, don't think like everything over right now, because you get some people over there around the world, they still want to take out Trump. They don't want him to finish his agenda, all the things he promised for the American people. That offending a lot of people.
All Trump got to do is move to make one. Only 300 people down there. If you land on the plane to come by boat, we can know you're there. Just tell them go to make one. You're straight. Just stay there till January.
Make one.
Yeah, man, you're straight. We ain't even got no snake in make one.
Over here in the Bahamas, I hear what Anton had to say and everything, but, you know, after Howard did the polls the other day, you know, no one voted on the poll for Brave Davis in Cat Island, but he had a business seminar over there and talking about how he's fixing the water and the roads to the people and different things like that.
Mm-hmm.
So I think the people was listening. Mm-hmm. I think for a long time, these political parties take their base for granted.
Mm-hmm.
I think this time in the Bahamas, just like in America, you asked me the other day what I think will happen in our election. I tell you, you can see something which you ain't never seen before.
You did say that.
But let me tell you, just like in America, I think they're seeing something. I'm not sure if two presidents did what Donald Trump did, right? But it's not about Donald Trump, but how the people felt over it and how the people feel and how they voted. I think in the Bahamas, we have the same thing.
What?
I don't believe it's going to be about these classes with the FNM having to get candidates. It can take some people from all over political parties. It can take some former cabinet ministers or some present PLPs who in the party right now might not get a nomination to cross the floor and join up with the FNM. It can take Mr. Michael Pintar to really spread his arms wide open, not just for FNMs. You know, it takes for the FNM supporters to understand to win this next general election, God spare life. Most of the times, you need the other sides to win. But for sure, the PLP, disgruntled persons who feel like things ain't how it's supposed to be or how it's.
So, Papa, you saying to me, without the support of disgruntled PLPs and those people who decided that they don't want to support the PLP no more, if the FNM don't open up their arms wide, that the FNM could still find themselves
in opposition.
And he is 1,000% correct.
That's crazy.
You know, crazy. That's reality.
Yeah.
Papa, that was a good call. I appreciate you, Papa.
Keep up the good work, Howard.
Thank you, man. I appreciate you, Papa.
I love that call, Papa.
That was a good call. I appreciate you, Papa. Let me take the next telephone call. Call on the line. Go ahead. 323-6232-325-4316, 325-4259. Anywhere from the family of islands, 242-300-5720, or hit me up, 422-4796. got right here on the telephone call. Call on the line with us live. Go ahead.
Hey, good afternoon. How are you?
I'm good, man. What's happening?
All right, well, let's want to go back to what God was mentioning earlier. And God is 100% correct, right? I have no issues with, you know, with my people down south. But it just reminded me a few years ago, I had to make the hard decision and pull my kids out of private school. They were in primary at the time, right? And kid you not, it was like pulling teeth to get them into a government primary public school. Everywhere we went in the area, we were being told that they were overbooked or whatever term they were using.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I had to do to get my kids? Me and my wife got together, we did some research, found the best, well, voice of the best or best of the best government school. Don't have no regrets in doing it. They'll be able to put them back in private school. I actually had to go, someone turned me on to the secretary of the particular school. I don't want to call the school name, I think mm-hmm. some years ago,
mm-hmm.
who felt pity for that situation
mm-hmm.
and actually did some things mm-hmm. in order to get my kids in.
Did some things.
And I had to go to drive to the secretary's house,
mm-hmm.
literally almost get on my knees.
And do some things.
Did some things to get my kids in.
Yes.
I didn't have to do that as a Bahamian.
You should not.
Just to find space. Also want to touch bases on a little bit about immigration, just a little tad bit. Do you know, and if you guys could go and do the research, the lawn care business is a multi-billion dollars a year business.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, and I'm not putting this down to any one particular government, but sometimes you can force an industry to happen. Because when the man could ride his bicycle, purchases his lawnmower from Kelly is, purchases his weed water, right? And have a permit that says that,
mm-hmm.
but doing a full-time job with cutting grass
mm-hmm.
and certain industries are not exclusive for Bahamians,
mm-hmm.
you can force an industry. I'm saying that because I'm a busy professional. I have a weed walker and a lawnmower, but I don't have the time to cut my grass.
And don't like but no bum fly.
I'm going to hire a local Bahamian mm-hmm. to do it, but guess what? The market is saturated for the brothers and sisters down south, and they're being allowed to come in as gardeners but work full-time jobs cutting grass. I just want to put that 5 cents in there.
I appreciate your telephone call. Thank you so very kindly. Next telephone call, caller, go ahead. Go ahead, caller. Is that a call on the line? 323-623-2325-431-6325-4259, anywhere from the Family of Islands, 242-300-5720, or hit me up, 422-4796. That is the text line. So it says, Howard asked Cowpen, and the majority of the houses still stand past there, if you don't believe me.
No, it's standing.
Tell them, stop fooling the people. This is a text that's coming
through. No, they said it's going to take a week to complete it.
This is a text that's coming through. This is,
it's going to take a week.
It says, I don't think that we have that much undocumented Bahamians in the United States of America. But we mm-hmm. don't have, well, in comparison to other nations.
You got a family member over there who are undocumented? Millions. You have any?
Me?
Yeah.
No.
Okay. I know people who are over there undocumented right now.
No.
Mm.
Well, I have family members who make that trip every 90 days back home to get the stamp.
They're working over there, though.
I think so.
Mm-hmm.
I can't do that, though.
Not you, but the people that have to do that.
No, I
know some people in Canada who ain't got no papers, they babysit.
That don't make no sense to me.
And don't know all kinds of things. Because remember the lady said,
she
said daycare is $1,500. So you go over there and you go sit and take care of people's baby and you ain't need no papers.
Erica, you wearing your pearls today? For Kamala? Since the way that the rent and the apartment is economically smart, they would rent a 2-bedroom apartment and put 2 beds in each room. And 3 beds in the front room,
right,
and each occupant of a bed contributes to the rent.
Of course. They're actually subletting, which most landlords would not admit, but they actually sublet. But guess what? Bahamians are not doing the same.
Well, which Bahamian want all them people around them?
You ain't got no choice. That's why Airbnb
makes
money.
You
ain't
got no choice.
Airbnb make money because you need a little privacy sometimes to do some things. So you got to go rent the Airbnb. That's why everybody really? Want Airbnb because you pay before you get in. And then you got to leave and you're starting to get out.
Howard, the problem is not her color. It is in fact that she is half Indian, half white, but lied to the people and said that she was black for votes. But the way everyone at immigration needs to be, by the way, everyone at immigration needs to be fired. What are we paying them for? This is a text that's coming through. Right? Let me see if I can take the next telephone call. Caller on the line, go ahead.
Hey, good afternoon. How is
Hey, good afternoon.
Bahamians are always the last one to figure everything out. I mean, the Haitians have figured it out. And not saying in a disparaging way, but Haiti used to be a less tropical, thriving climate economically and naturally. And the locals destroyed that. Jamaica used to be lush, same thing. And the foreigners came in and destroyed that. They have a huge Chinese national or immigration, I wouldn't say immigration problem, but it's a metropolitan slum, for lack of a better term. So with our immigration problem, what do you think we're going to turn into? And we have a chance to change that. We're a very intelligent community. We have a lot of scholars. We have a lot of people who care about each other. And I called the talk show in that comes on Saturday at Gary Radio, and I said the only option is to become nomadic. We have to start traveling with our families, finding a second home, just how the U.S. citizens do.
Mm-hmm.
When they turn to the retirement age,
mm-hmm.
they find a second home, they use their Social Security, and they live humbly. So we have a lot of things to change as a culture. We have to start living humbly. You have to stop being tingsy. You have to stop watching everyone else's pocket and being gossipy.
Stop being tingsy.
Mind our own business.
All this what you're saying is
another thriving.
Stop being tingsy.
All this is what you're saying is near impossible.
You can't go get buried in no cardboard box around here. You better get top of the line, or they're gonna talk with your living people.
Yeah, hold on, but I'm saying it ain't impossible. I said it's near impossible.
It is near.
Very tight.
It is not possible, because we don't even want to move to the family islands where we could even thrive there, because it's going to be a booming tourism economy there and in their future. But even so, even in the South American region, there are countries that you can go and set up as the first Bahamian to bring our culture there and bring your own community there. But we just want to stay here and watch each other things.
My friend.
The black crab. Anyway, thanks for taking my call.
My friend.
I appreciate your telephone call, my brother. Thank you so much.
How would you know I plan on getting my place down the road, right? I want a bunch of Bahamian move back again.
In Haiti?
No, don't worry about it, girl. I just didn't want too much of them around me when I move to this next country.
Are you going to Cape Haiti? Cape Haitian? Is that where you're going? Where you going?
Close.
Are you getting close to that?
Close.
My God.
Live like a king.
On the next side.
Live like a king.
I'm not going to fight you.
Hallelujah.
Ladies and gentlemen, quick break. Going to be right back after this.
Foundation. The foundation.
The foundation with Howard Grant. We'll be back right after this. The foundation.
The foundation. Things are getting saucy at Wendy's. Get ready to experience nuggets like you never did before with the new Saucy Nubs. Enjoy our famous crispy nuggets tossed in your choice of sweet and smoky honey barbecue sauce, or turn it up a notch with the spicy but smooth buffalo sauce. Grab a 6-piece as a snack, or make it a meal with a 10-piece combo. Gotta be saucy. Gotta be Wendy's.
Great news! Ron's Electric Motors' new location on Cowpen Road, right next to Island Luck, is open Saturdays and Sundays. So for those needing repairs on electric motors, generators, welding machines, water pumps, battery chargers, electric lifts, transformers, and power tools, Ron's Cowpen Road location can have you up and running on weekends. Don't forget, you can still visit Ron's Electric Motors on Wolf Road and Claridge Road, and now Ron's new location on Cowpen Road. Dial 356-0249 or 323-5267.
For fast, reliable, and impactful printing services, look no further. Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life. We stand by our quality products that is second to none. Our affordable pricing and friendly, efficient staff makes Printmasters the ultimate choice for all your printing needs. We can deliver any type of printing services, from banners to booklets to business cards. You name it, we can print it.
Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life.
Located at the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 22361.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen. Give me a call, 323-623-2325-4316-325-4259, anywhere for the Family of Islands, 242-300-5720. Hit me up, 422-4796. All the texts are coming in. Everyone has a position. We're just talking about sort of the post-mortem, the synopsis of what we thought was going to happen, what has happened, what our expectations are to see in the future. I think, I'm sitting here with Garth Roseborough, I think, Garth, that this could be good for a season for America. I do not believe over the next 4 years that you could sustain this sort of enthusiasm for the Trump administration.
Okay.
I don't believe anywhere from a global standpoint. Let's look at this. We're having issues from a global standpoint when it comes to war, okay? Famine. People having issues all over the place like that. Persons are continuing to be able to talk from a union standpoint, locally, globally. So there are issues that arise in almost every subsector, every socioeconomic issue that can be even talked about. It's coming to the forefront right now. I don't believe it's going to be this great celebration after this kind of a honeymoon period when everybody slapped Trump on his back. And if he survives and being able to, and I just want to be decent as I say this, I'm not trying to say anything negative. I'm simply saying to you that America has gotten to a place where their frustration is not where we exist in the ballot. Their frustration is not in the ballot. Their frustration is with being able to take this in their own hands.
This is
what's happening in America.
This show today is just a goosebump show. Like, I'm getting goosebumps continually. While you were speaking, before you go to your phone lines, you know what I just thought about? Didn't the Chinese go on the Democrat side? There were Republicans that publicly denounced the Republican Party and the whole idea of Trump and said they're going to side with the Democrats?
Of course they did.
So what does that mean for them now? Because now you're supposed to be a Republican.
That's a risk you take.
You're supposed to be a Republican.
That's a risk you take. You left the PLP because you thought that the PLP was going to lose and your problem and this and that and so forth and so on. And you commit yourself and go on to the Free National Movement and you assign yourself to a leadership in the Free National Movement when they wasn't settled on who the leader was going to be. Now you out there winging it. And your leader didn't win. Now where'd I leave you?
Now, guess what? I just led you like ants to the honey. Watch this. There were certain former leaders of parties that went and joined the Free National Movement. And if they do not win in the Free National Movement, is their political career in jeopardy?
Absolutely. It ain't in jeopardy. It's over. It's done. It's done.
So
know why
you're saying that
this.
It's a gamble then?
That's a risk that you have to take.
And right now, they're gambling, and they could highly possibly
lose.
Listen,
this ain't no 60-40, 70-30. This is 50-50. And if you ain't in, you out. That's it. Unless you want to be able to show yourself socially to be a political prostitute, and you're moving from one party to another just to be able to find yourself conforming to whatever has to happen, and you just being able to be a bygone or a runner for political organizations and a mouthpiece. If that's what you want to do, then that's your business. But if you're going to be able to have value and your voice means something, you got to stand with the people that roll with you.
But yeah, what you are, sir.
You got to stand with you. Listen to me. You got to stand with your boy them. This is my people. This is my party. We going down together.
Monday jumping ship.
We stand up together.
They
we go down
ship to
together.
Ship. But this idea is going to be the last ship. What's your caller saying, Howard? Because I only
get grab a dinghy.
I only get myself in trouble. I
quick telephone call. Go ahead, caller.
Hello.
Hi.
Hey, Howard.
Hey, what's happening?
And your special and your guest.
Mm-hmm.
Why special?
Howard,
thank you.
Speaking of kinfolk in the States.
Who?
This beautiful woman named Denise J. Grant. She won mayor for Lauderhill.
In Miami.
That's Fort Lauderdale.
Mm-hmm. She ain't my cousin. I can call her right now and see if she's my family.
Grant? She's a Grant?
She's a Grant.
She look like a Grant?
Yeah.
She look light skin too?
She remember my cousin for real.
But Ken folks is a mayor.
I can go call her right now. Denise, look at her. I can call her. Nisi, what's up?
You trying to get a second? You trying to get a second home too?
Mayor of Lauderhill. By 60% of the vote. She won big.
Wow.
Let's say, right? What if Merrick Garland do his job in 2021? He waited 2 years. Because he didn't want to depress that against this white man. He wouldn't go to jail. He know the law was broken, but he was just scared. He let it 2 years go by before he hired a higher special counsel. I mean, this election is crazy. But Trump is a showman. Trump know how to feed sell arguments, ask emotion, no. He told everybody he did a risk of a dog call for everybody. He tell him make America great again. You know what he mean? America white again. Because these are the children of Jim Crow. Some of them Midwest states. They have the flag. What you call a flag? The flag that
the Confederate flag.
They want to stay on. They mm-hmm. had a civil war. These are their children. And then it get the Latinos, the Cubans vote for him. The Cubans are like the Mexicans and the Puerto Ricans. But Trump didn't want to give them no aid after the hurricane.
You know what? I'm listening to you, right? And you're defining the racial divide within the United States of America, okay?
Mm-hmm.
What I want you to also consider, me having lived in America.
Me too.
And me living here in the Bahamas. You Negroes don't even like your own Negroes.
But
you cannot expect another race to like you when you do not even like yourself. And so, in my book,
I don't agree with that.
In my book, I would just rather people stick to the issues that they confront in their own lives. Deal with your situations individually, because there are people who have our style,
like low IQ. Can't.
Mm-hmm.
That's the stereotype for most of the Negroes, the African American Negroes. Listen, when I bought
you're putting every Negro in one bucket. Right. You can't do that.
We're not putting them in one bucket. We're saying that it exists where there's a rift even amongst Negroes. The North and the South are different. The East and the West. Yes. We've seen this straight through the history of America. What I'm saying to you, though, Howard, is this: we as a people need to now focus on our own inner strength in order to bring it together to the community. For us to be looking exterior and saying, you know what, they're not giving us an opportunity, they dislike us, they do not want us, they don't want to give us jobs. If we continue down that particular road as a race, as a community, as a people, we're not going to advance any further.
Let's say Biden, a year and a half ago, he ain't running no more. Trujillo, governor of Pennsylvania, he's a great man. California, governor. They had a primary. You think they would have a better chance? I know they had a better chance than her. But Trump fights dirty. You can't go high and he go low. And like David Stephanie, that is called white privilege. He can call us stupid, idiot, anything he can call us. When he say, I go on Fifth Avenue and shoot somebody and you're so stupid, I'll still win. That's what he said in 2016.
I think he's changing his campaign. I appreciate your telephone call. I think he shifted his campaign from 2016. I think the outburst, that kind of a posture mm-hmm. where he spoke in such a derogatory manner, whether subtle or pronounced, he shifted that entirely, and he's opened himself to being able to be exposed to the average man, to the commoners,
mm-hmm.
and really being able to drive the campaign home. If you listen to it, when he showed up on the Joe Rogan podcast, when mm-hmm. he showed up on all these spaces where the average man goes or the average man listens to, he gained a significant amount of support. If you look at it and you look at the support he would have gotten with Elon Musk, look at the support that he would have gotten with Joe Rogan. Joe Rogan endorsed him. If you look at these particular support, he crafted his campaign. Now, this is not for the American people. This is behind the scenes. Behind the scenes of the Trump campaign, they identified the fact that we're going to have to be able to bring out white men. We're going to... how do you bring out white men? The first place you go is Joe Rogan. Joe Rogan have millions of people who's listened to him.
But how would I like the way you're thinking?
Millions.
I like the way you're thinking. But why?
Who run Trump campaign? Trump told you that Jesus. His son, the little boy,
Y'all ain't
getting the little boy told him, Daddy, you got to go on this. You got to go on this. You got to go on this. And everywhere his son told him to go, he didn't push back. He went and he won.
You know what I've learned in life? We keep talking about politics as if we're going to church. Like we got this, this spirit of peace and tranquility and long-suffering and forgiveness. The caller just now mentioned the word fight and fight dirty. That's politics. You use what it takes to win all throughout history.
But I disagree with what y'all said as it relates to
what?
Racism in America. I don't think that this is viewed in a line. I tell you, this is just Howard. For me, that the transition has already happened in America, but you cannot take a person from...
What transition?
The transition from this kind of abolition, this slavery that has already happened in America. But if there's no lines of segregation in America...
What?
No, man. It's not pronounced.
How long have you lived in America?
The most I've been in America is 3 months.
But you better go try live in America.
For what?
You will have a different experience.
To live in America. I don't understand why Bahamians do that. My passport has taken me all over the place.
You need to immerse yourself into the community of America. Because then your position would change.
We immersed into the community of America every time we cut on our television. I know more about America.
Television tells lies.
Of course it does.
Okay then. So that's why Trump is not a president. Because he knows how to lie good.
America also tells lies. It fits right in.
No television.
It fits right in.
You want to know the truth? Go over there and try to live there.
Yeah, but I don't see it as racism. I see it as an idea that he recognizes how do we trouble and tap the water of the nostalgia? How do we identify the largest voting demographic? How do we get these particular people out? We're not so much concerned about the white women in America. They'll follow their husbands. This is the campaign mark.
But you're right.
But if we get their husbands out, how do we get their husbands out? Where are their husbands? Oh, their husbands wearing hard hats. Their husbands are the construction workers. Their husbands are in the mines. Their husbands are in these particular spaces. Their husbands listen to the Joe Rogan podcast. And he went there and got these men.
He's smart.
That's what he is. He's smart.
But that's what I said.
This is how you campaign.
But that's what I said.
Now, in this country, it's a different thing. You know who lead the household? The black woman. The middle-aged black woman. If you can capture the audience with a middle-aged black woman in this country, you can capture the next general election. You got to be able to reach mama. Because mama makes a determination in the home, hey, baby, all us voting for you, eh? Oh. She ain't telling you. When you come, the politician don't need to see the young people. He come to see mama. And when mama cooking for you on Sunday, now look here, you know that boy was here Sunday. Last week, Wednesday, I sat down and talked to him. He's talking good. Mm-hmm. We're going to give him a chance, eh? That wasn't a request. That wasn't a question. She telling you this is what we can do.
And we can't come in mama's house to the wrong part of the show.
Votes. You ain't going to do that. You ain't getting against mama. 12 votes going to you. Once you could capture the heart of the woman in that particular
What's
state.
The easiest way to kill a woman in the Bahamas?
You got to be honest. You got to be transparent. Honest. You got to be able to have morals. You got to be consistent. You got to be strong. They got to be able to see vision in you. They got that.
Howard,
this is what it is.
You go into a house with
12. You can't lie to mama.
But you go into a house with 12 votes. What's the fastest way to get mama?
Mama don't want your money. She don't need that.
Well, I disagree with you.
Mama don't need your money.
Take a next call.
She got 12 children. Somebody can bring a washer if she need that. Somebody can fix that if she need that. Somebody can fix the roof. Mama got 12 children.
Tell that to the people over on Bernard Road then. She got 6.
No. She ain't mama. She's baby mama.
She got 6.
Hold on. It's a different mama.
You're a disgusting fella. Make a phone call.
We got to differentiate the mamas here.
You ain't decent.
Sir.
You are not decent.
Hold on.
You are not safe.
We got to differentiate the mamas.
You need salvation.
We're not talking about baby mamas. We're talking about mama or mother. That is an old woman who is traditionally hold the family down for years.
Howard, wife, call this fella to come home. Fix him a decent dinner for my man, please.
Praise God. I like this what you said, right? Let me take a text. Let me go ahead.
Hey, God.
Hey.
Thank you, man. This guy with long-winded bad boy.
You keep fighting me, man. Go ahead. What you say?
Our government officials right now in this country, I mean both FNM and BLB, they don't feel what the average Bahamian feeling, especially when it comes to this immigration situation. Okay? If you listen a couple of months ago when the lady from National Insurance was speaking, she said, Yemens are not having children, right? You remember that?
One thing that's heavy, she said, Yemens are not having children.
Now listen to me.
She didn't say they ain't having sex. That should be decent.
What
go ahead.
What people got over their eyes to it? Then why is it then our government going to build a hospital for women and children? See, we're looking at these things, you know. And I don't want to sound insensitive, but Howard.
That's heavy what you said just
now. Listen to me.
That's heavy what you say.
Listen to me, Howard.
That's heavy what you say.
I don't want to sound insensitive, right?
Let's put some.
I know we cannot deny them health care, but let me tell you what needs to happen.
Lord Jesus, go ahead.
From they go to the hospital and they find they're undocumented.
Oh, God.
You allow them their services, you know. But the nurses has to make sure that they have immigration outside and get them straight to the center and the play waiting on the car.
While the bandage on the woman? What?
You hear what I
say? Right, you need to stop it.
They need to take them and carry them straight to the detention center if you're undocumented.
With the bandage on her eye? With the bandage wrapped around her head?
Listen to me. You can't say we're being inhumane because we allow you the services, you know. But when you walk out of that hospital, immigration will take you.
Oh,
and
God.
Like they say on the boat, women and children first.
Oh, my God. Sir, I appreciate the telephone call. You, this is this is a little bit too much today. I can't take it. It feels cringy. Let me tell you why. Scientifically, right, and statistically, when we look at these particular numbers, we identify one thing, that we do have more women in our nation than men, right? More women are in our nation than men. And it's very important for us to identify that. How do we accommodate those things? But if we want to be very honest and start to be able to break down these numbers, and then we go to the clinic or the hospital on prenatal day and identify those persons in there, if you go around and you ask immigration to pop up, just hypothetically, if you ask immigration to pop up and if these people are documented, a great deal of these people are not documented. However, the treaties that we've signed, the relationships that we have, mm-hmm. ensures that we remain humane.
Yes.
We have to remain humane.
Yes,
right?
Must.
We are a nation of humanity. Our relationships require of us mm-hmm. not to be the hooligans, right? And these thugs. We are not here to reject these people. We, through law, through rules, regulations, through enforcement, can be able to ensure that we do some things. However, we ain't doing that. And it's difficult for a lot of persons to do that because I said to you, for you to be able to pull these migrants out of our system now, you're pulling your cousins. Oh, God, let's get deep. You're pulling your cousins because your daddy had an outside child and this and that and all these things like that. These people are a part of the fabric of our society right now. And you cannot take the thread out. Because that loose thread, you destroy the entire fabric of our society.
You just mash up the community. So I said to you, they're part of yours now.
That's what's going to happen.
Yeah.
This is what's going to happen. And this is what's happening. And I don't think people understand that. If we want a growing Bahamas, if we want a developing Bahamas, there's some things that we have to do. You can't reject these people. They're already here.
Yep.
Now, but we have to find a space to be able to say, okay, we identify you. We still need development here, here, and here. I keep telling you, none of these governments using innovation and creativity. All they're saying is that it's a Haitian problem. It's a social service problem. It's a this problem, and they pointing at problems. No one needs you to articulate problems. We can see it's a problem. We need you to fix the thing. Quick break. Be right back after this.
Foundation.
The Foundation. We'll be back right after this.
The Foundation. The Foundation.
Do you have uncontrollable debt? Are you ready to make that move to Fidelity for a stress-free future? These loans have a built-in savings plan that pays you unbeatable interest. Ask about our debt consolidation loans today. Call 356-7764.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
Transform your home for less at Kelly's House and Homes Holiday Paint Sale, Friday, November 1st through Tuesday, December 24th. Enjoy 25% off house and spray paints, plus 20% off paint supplies, excluding net items. Our wide selection of paint colors is the perfect way to bring holiday cheer to your home. You'll also find the best selection of brushes, rollers, and pans, glue, bladders, paint thinner, and more. So catch the holiday spirit and paint up for Christmas at Kelly's House and Homes.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Foundation. Last few minutes before we get out of here, guys. If you want to give me a call, 323-6232-325-4316-325-4259, anywhere for the family of islands, 242-300-5720. Hit me up, 422-4796. Howard, don't forget, Mom and them say they ain't in charge. Let's be honest. That's what Mom and them said during the referendum. Mm-hmm. And if Mom and them talk, that's it. See, y'all need to pay attention. The PLP doing their poll, the FNM doing their poll, y'all polling all these young people and all that things like that. These young people don't know what to do with their vote. They don't know what to do. They never pay enough attention to that. They never pay enough attention to all these things. They only know the stories that mama say. When mama, and this be very clear, it's mama. They're seeing baby mama. This is not baby mother.
Mama's the gospel.
This is mama.
The gospel according to mama.
Right? My uncle is saying, mama. This mama, you understand me? This the one who love us, who nourish us, who take care of us, who with the spit in our hand wipe it off our eye, who we love, who is come here every Sunday, or Jesus. This the one who teaches us how to cook peas and rice. This our mother. This the woman we love. We love her. If we think about her going, my God, we cry. This mama, we love her. If she say we voting FNM, Jesus Christ, we voting FNM. And PLP, we are voting PLP. That's mama. These are the people who changed this country. Mothers changed this country. We've always pay homage and respect to our mothers. We love them. Generations have placed us in a position where when you were supposed to come up, become a mother, a lot of you slipped in the crack. You ran after education. You went after this sort of a selfish perspective on being able to do these things. You didn't carry on tradition. You said mommy was stupid. She know daddy had an outside child. How come she didn't even say nothing? Boom, boom, boom. If it was me, I would have left that man. Now you grow up. You got 3 children for 3 different men because all them cheat on you. You ain't married. I'm just saying, this is a scenario. I'm saying to you that because you have rejected what you see your mother do through patience, through a very clear understanding, and you decided to go a different path, you could never be mama. You could only be baby mama. Oh, my God. Let's be decent. Let me take a telephone call. Caller, go ahead.
Yeah, good afternoon, Howard. Good afternoon, God.
What you say, my brother?
You know, God, I like the way you think, man, okay?
Thank you, sir.
Just that Sunday, you know, it's just a playoff for me in the poetry world, but I want to say one or two things. Do you guys think that the devil represents the effigy or the image that they were showing us with the wicked evil face and the 2 horns? I think the devil really looks quite the opposite. I think he has a smiling face and he looks good.
And a comb over.
He's able to deceive. Now, I'll share this with you guys, right? Most of you, God may be familiar with this, right? You guys don't know of the global agenda to get rid of nation states and nationalism. So I sent something to you last night, Howard.
I saw it.
It's called the Report from Iron Mountain. Please share that to both of them with my good friend, Garth. Garth will probably already know some of the stuff in there, but I want you to read it. So in 1939, H.G. Wells said, we will have the New World Order by conquest or conquest, right? And he said, I think James Warburg or somebody else said, the New World Order, say, countless people will die protesting the New World Order. So what I'm saying is, it doesn't matter for me if Trump wins. It's just that Trump is making a stance against Satan global impositions that they don't like. You see what I'm saying? And so they might have Trump as a warmonger, but Trump is not a warmonger. I think Trump would do the opposite. And here's what the problem is. When you read the Iron Mountain Report, has parts of Daniel, parts of James, parts of the Revelation, it juxtaposes, show you now, they say it's a hoax and a satire. But when you look at the Iron Mountain Report, it entails everything that they have done and they are doing. Even Agenda 21 is in there. Everything is in the Iron Mountain Report. So God help us all. People could twist and turn and run out with all this foolishness to racism. If Everybody in America at the same age was a racism because racism was innate. I talk about the white people. They know that. Back in the days, it was automatically you had to respect and give way to a white person whenever you go somewhere and wait. So why is it that Biden didn't take part in the Freedom Bus Ride or these other civil rights movements? And here's what I know. When Richard Nixon was given a call, and this is documented because this is on declassified information. You heard how we talk about Martin Luther King and the black people. So I don't be into all of it. All of them is racist. Give thanks.
I appreciate you. I mean, we ain't going to have no kind of deep conversations about who's racist and who's not. But if we start to identify these things and go back to the roots of their contribution, even in the Senate, their contribution in these particular things, and you'd recognize that when they were doing the battle ram in United States of America, the pride, current president of the United States of America, Joe Biden carried for black and brown communities and being able to indicate that crack cocaine came from these particular things. This is what you're dealing with. They don't see this as racism. They see this as the preservation of a tradition. They see this as being able to separate you and being able to put you in a particular corner. And they can be able to ensure that they live over here. They've been waiting for a very long time to get those prime land and prime opportunities in New York City and all those particular spaces. And so as those areas became denigrated and people moved out of it, they came back in because they got patience. And they gentrified the area. Now, when you hear one time ago, you would say, you would say, it's Queens in the house, all he has, yeah, boop, 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 because it's black and browns. This is black and browns, and this was the heavy culture that existed late 70s, 80s, early 90s. But the transition has placed us in the position where you say, it's Queens in the house, and you hear claps now, woo, yeah, we're from Queens, because gentrification has taken place. Mm. And the quality, listen, the shifted. This is ingrained into them. They don't see this as what you identified as racism. They see this as preservation of a culture that they were taught. This is all they know.
What's the advice you have today before we leave Howard for the political parties here at the Bahamas? We have one female leader that I know of a political party. We have two major parties in this country. We are heading now to election 2026 here in the Bahamas, and I'm almost certain that by February of next year, we're going to begin to really intensify in our effort to see who's going to be victorious in 2026 or earlier. What would be your advice after watching the U.S. elections?
I like what Papa said. I like what Papa said. If you look, you got to be able to take off the blinders and look at what's happening behind the scene. I mean, those people in political science, those people who are exposed to those particular things, they know that. You have to look at how Trump did this. Mm-hmm. Trump was able to rattle your nostalgia, to rattle your emotions. This was emotional. Mm-hmm. This wasn't methodical. This when Obama won, it was emotional. Mm-hmm. Obama said, yes, we can. It was a collective, inclusive concept and idea that pulled everyone in and tried to be able to unify a space. Yes, we can. Trump says, let's make America great again. It was how you identify segregation, but he identified his grouping. Mm-hmm. This 160 some million people who I need, this is my grouping. Let me speak directly to these people. Let me talk to these people who have influence as entrepreneurs, who has influence as business owners, who has influence as these particular things. And when he did that, he empowered those things, empowered those people. Only thing that I say to Bahamian people, and to the electorate, to the young persons, or to the parties, is that you got to be able to find your language. You got to find your message and drive it home to the people that you think is going to change the next election. You're all over the place. I just tell you, if it was Howard Grant, I don't need to talk to no young people. I talking to mama. Mm. I don't need to talk to everybody. I talking to, and once I talk to her, that has to be disseminated throughout her clan. That's it.
Well, if you want to have Howard Grant in your presence, you know, you can always call Howard. Howard likes to travel. Howard likes to go on these live shows at various locations. But I had a great show today with you, Howard Grant. It's been wonderful. Thank you for having me once again. And the foundation is always on the nail head. I think we called it this time.
Thank you, man. I do appreciate it, guys. We're going to see you tomorrow. God spare us. Small Business Thursday, 827-0111. I think I got a full slate tomorrow. You'll see you tomorrow right here on The Foundation. Have a beautiful day. See you tomorrow. God spare. Foundation.